Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologer.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As you probably are wondering, why is it saying Living Astrology? We've had some blogs talk issues as of late. We've been working out behind the scenes, and that might be just one of them we just found again. Janet's show will actually be on at 7 p.m. tonight, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for you all being here worldwide to Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio, and this is Interviews with Authentic You, and I am Jeffrey Miller, also known as The Interventionist. I want to talk to you a little bit about our show today and our two excellent VIP guests. This week on Interviews with Authentic You, we've got Michelle Abo, celebrity numerologist, also known for her new show coming up, Living by the Numbers, and also Emily West Sadler from the UK, known as the VA Goddess, with a new show coming on, Connecting the Dots in social media. Myself, Jeffrey Miller, the Interventionist, I've also got a new show coming up as an interventionist, known as 21 Days to Change Your Mind. We'll be discussing today what's in store for Authentic You Media over the next few months coming into 2014, as Michelle's going to talk to you about, the year of authenticity, the year of being authentic. And our goal today and our goal with Authentic You Media is to present you with online radio, TV, webinar, and live world events to energize, inspire, and empower you to embrace your authentic self. Or your authentic you. In other words, as Michelle has very eloquently said, be you. That is our motto. So today, joining with the discussion, please call us and ask your questions as we talk about what is it to be authentic. So we'll also be talking about what would you like to see as far as shows coming up. We've got top authors, speakers, celebrities, and they'll all be coming on board during all of our shows to candidly share their views, advice, and wisdom on living with authenticity. So first and foremost, I'd like to introduce the founder of Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio, Michelle Abo, celebrity numerologist. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Jeff. Well, it's so great to be on air, especially with the two of you. I think it's such a pleasure because the two of you have really taken the Authentic You Radio platform and made it so much more than it initially began several years ago. So, you know, it's a pleasure to be all three of us together on air today, and I think it'll be a great show on authenticity. So looking forward to hearing what the two of you have to say on the topic, too.
Excellent. And let's get intro to Emily West Sadler from the UK, north of London. Emily, good evening.
Good evening, Jeff and Michelle.
Awesome
good
to have
be.
You here. Thanks for
Thank
being
you.
On with us today. This is going to be fun. And Emily, you wanted to lead with Michelle, I believe, and talk about let's talk about what's coming up next year. Go ahead.
Well, Jeff.
Okay.
If I start then, just to say that I'm really excited because we're working on a new website and making sure that Authentic You has all its dots connected and bringing on new show hosts with wonderful radios and then going to go into launching some webinar events and also next year going to be traveling around the world bringing live events in the UK, in New Zealand and in America.
Wow. Michelle, we were talking about this, oh gosh, you know, wow, we've been looking for this to happen in 2014, our year of authenticity. Who knew when we first started to talk about, you know, going to our live events with authenticity, Authentic You Media, that it was going to be the year of authenticity. I didn't even realize that.
Well, yeah, I mean, next year is going to be phenomenal, and I've talked with a lot of people, actually, who feel the same way, who are in the spiritual communities, and they're just like next year is going to be really big. And I was talking to someone the other day. I said, you know what, it's been such a great month for me. It's been such a great energy coming through, and I just feel like next year is going to be so great. Just coming to my own. Sometimes I have
Jeff, are you still there? I can't hear Michelle speaking anymore.
Hi, can you guys hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right, we had a little bit of a behind the scenes. I'm running the console for the program, so who knew what it clicked me over into the hold position. So if you both can still, that's great.
Okay,
but,
can you hear me, Jeff? Am I okay? Yeah.
Yes. I guess we're fine.
All right. Okay.
I couldn't hear you, Michelle, very well. It was sounding like you were breaking up a little bit, so I didn't hear everything that you were saying.
Really? Okay. All right. So I guess I'll just keep continuing on. Hopefully everyone else hasn't had that issue, but maybe they are. But, yeah, I mean, it started with 2011, so it was really that energy where it was starting to – you know, strip us clean, so to speak. And we were starting to get into that authenticity movement in 2011. And then we hit 2012, it was really, people were focused on that doomsday date and what was going to happen. And the financial crisis was really, you know, at its peak. And all those things were happening. So there was a lot of stuff really being stripped away from us. And a lot of people were in spiritual crisis mode, and it was really a tough time. And I think this year has started to turn around a little bit, especially as we're moving toward 2014. So I think what has happened is that we were at a high, and then we went into a valley, and now we're coming back out the other side of that valley in a new place, and it's all about being authentic, because we really don't have anything left, so to speak. You know, all the stuff that we've built in terms of financial and personal possessions, people have lost so much in a short amount of time. So really what's left is the authentic stuff that we have, which is us. I mean, we come in that way. We come in with what we have to offer to the world, and we don't necessarily have all the money and the cars and the things that we think we need in order to be something. We just have what we have to offer. So I think that we're getting back to that place. So it's really nice to see. Because if you think of the past 100 years or so, we went from being just us and what we had to offer the world and living very simply as a civilization to having everything you could possibly dream of, from cars to computers to cell phones to everything. So I think we're getting back to basics, which is being authentic. So it's really great to see. Now, I'm really excited about next year.
Well, I'd have to say I agree. And Emily, you and I were talking about this earlier, about, you know, all the phenomenal things that are actually starting to, you know, as we say, is it jello yet? Well, we've got the mixture for the jello, and it seems like it's going to start to gel. That we're looking at exactly what you're saying, Michelle. And many, many people are feeling that way. And I think this is another step in the direction of inauthenticity and being authentic. And as you say, be you, of people coming to grip with who they really are, and coming to a sense of awareness. And I know that, Emily, you're really up on that. And I, in this last year, have really opened myself up to it in the levels of where we are and in our consciousness. So how does that kind of fit in, Emily, when you think about it, the level of consciousness to what we're looking at with the year of authenticity? Is there any rhyme there?
Oh, very much so, Jeff. I mean, with it being the year of being authentic and people just being more themselves, it's very much about that level of self-awareness, because in order to be authentic, you need to know who you are. You need to know what's important to you and who you want to be. So there's, like Michelle was saying, there's been a lot of self-evaluation going on, people, you know, questioning, what, you know, who am I? What is important? What do I want from life? And as people begin to get that clarity and to make decisions and choices that, you know, really resonate with them, then we are seeing more authenticity. We're seeing people feel more ease, more comfortable in their own skin, if you like, and also just a general openness and transparency of, like, understanding that it's okay to be you, and to express that.
That's an amazing thought when you think about it. I mean, people are so busy with their daily lives. You get up in the morning, you hurry up and get yourself ready. It's like the Beatles song, get up, drag your comb across my head, you know, and out the door you go. And for another day, and you do the same thing day in and day out, is repeat and repeat. And that is starting to change. That is starting to change. More and more and more people are becoming aware. They're opening up to their authentic self, and they're saying, wait a minute, this is really who I am. I don't have to expect everybody to like me the way I am, because I am unique. But it is who I am. And technically, in human needs psychology, we say that what another person thinks about you is really none of your business. And it really does come down to that. You've got to start thinking that way sometimes. You know, well, you know, I'm not going to be liked by everybody. I'm not going to make everybody happy. I'm not going to be everybody's everything. I'm going to be me, though. I'm not. There's no smoke, there's no mirrors, just be yourself. Be you, right, Michelle? Be you. Which brings
exactly.
us to a good thought about the beginning of Authentic You Media some years ago and what you thought about. Let's talk about that and let everybody know that. We've talked about that before, but I think it's very important coming up to this awareness factor of authenticity of the year 2014. I think it would be great for people to hear that again.
Well, I mean, I think I was a little bit ahead of my time, so to speak. I was kind of, you know, I've always been the pioneer, so, you know, I always do things out of sync with everybody else usually. So I guess for me, I had my own personal spiritual crisis several years back, and I, you know, just really got to a place where I was so unhappy with where my life was going. I was tired of pushing a boulder up the hill, and so I just couldn't do it anymore, and I dropped everything. I dropped my titles, I dropped the book I was writing, everything, and I stripped myself clean of everything that I was or everything that I thought that everyone wanted me to be because I wasn't happy at all. So that's when the buzzword started to kind of come into my head a lot, authentic, be who you're supposed to be, live your truth. And I was always one of the people that really wanted to live my truth because when I used to work in corporate, I used to work at a major bank in HR, and I hated the office environment. But at the same time, I was always the one that would be the truth fair, the authentic one, to call out the elephant in the room when there was a lot of office drama or politics going on. And I would just say it like it was. So I used to be known as Tell It Like It Is Michelle. And so that was kind of my nickname. And so when I got to that place of spiritual crisis and I said, you know, I can't do this anymore, I'm just going to strip myself clean and start over. And so I did, and it was like a download for a lot of the Authentic You stuff. I got the brand and the concept. It just kind of came to me over.
Nope, I think we lost you there, Michelle. Can you still hear us? Emily, you still on the call?
I'm still here, yep.
We've lost you, Michelle, if you can hear us. We've lost, maybe we have to let her try to call back in again. I know she's in wherever she is, up in the Canada, wherever, maybe it's bad. I know there's severe weather all over the U.S., some crazy weather going on. I know it's messing up a lot to do with electronics today, so I know I've had some issues here as well. Michelle, are you there now? Okay. Well, hopefully folks will get her back on. So, Emily, let's roll into as far as our programming, what's coming up. We've got some phenomenal shows coming up. Let's talk about yours for a minute, talking about Authentic, talking about your show coming up very soon, as a matter of fact.
Thanks, Jeff. Yes, I've got a new show called Connecting the Dots, and I'm really excited about it because it's a way for me to share with people the things I've been involved with in working with individuals and small businesses who educate and empower others to live an authentic life. And it's really how I've helped them to take their vision, which is usually a big vision, you know, they really want to make a difference in the world, and yet they have no real understanding or idea, or they might have seen some things on how to run a business online, and yet they find it a bit overwhelming, or they're just simply too busy doing the things that they love, and they want to grow the business faster by delegating faster to me. And well, it's a bit more than that. You know, it's like they have the vision and they don't know how to get it out there. So what I do is I work with them to analyze, to really see, well, where are they with that vision? What steps do they need to take to make that vision come alive, to really amplify it and accelerate it online? So that's what I call connecting the dots, because I take the vision, I do some analysis, I see where the gaps are, and then I can, you know, provide them with like a roadmap to say, right, well, this is how we connect everything. This is how we communicate more effectively and authentically your message so that it reaches the right people. And I just love working with people to help them understand and reassure them that, you know, it is okay for them to be themselves. You know, you don't really need to change who you are. It's like what you're saying, you know, people can feel like they have to be liked by everyone. They need to have like thousands of, you know, fans on Facebook and they need, or Twitter and everything else. But it all depends on whether you've got the right people there following. Are they your true tribe of people, or are they, do they understand what your message is all about? You know, because if you don't have the right people following you, then your message is going to fall on deaf ears, and you know you're never going to get the results that you want. Your vision's not going to come alive.
That's fantastic, Michelle. You are back with us, I believe.
Yes, I'm back. Hopefully, you can hear me okay this time.
Much better now. Much better. Okay. You just kind of went dead there. We didn't know what happened. That does happen,
well,
though. We had it happen the other day. Tanya on her show actually was gone for 5 minutes. I didn't know what to do. it just happened on the call. Emily, that's fantastic. Michelle, I'm sure you heard that, and we've talked about Emily's new show coming up, and talk about authentic. She's really got it narrowed down, folks, on how to connect the dots in social media in your business, and that's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it. And we're availing ourselves of that as well, Michelle and I are, and we're very happy to say so that, you know, Emily is a partner in Authentic You Media, and we're very, very happy to have her on board with us. But we're also very happy to avail of the services she offers in connecting the dots. And we're increasing that also for Authentic You Media, which is really going to be fantastic. But I want to get back to, if we could, Michelle, go back to where we were with what you were saying, which is very, very interesting.
Well, I don't know at what point I was cut off, but...
yeah, that happens, doesn't it? It's like, can you hear me now?
Okay, well, I guess, you know, this long story short, I mean, I was in a spiritual crisis. I stripped myself of all the things that, you know, I thought that I was supposed to be, because I was always a people pleaser looking to see what other people thought I should be. So I really stripped myself clean of everything. And I even, at that point, sold my house and a lot of my personal possessions. You name it, I just really purged everything. And like I say, I might have been a little bit ahead of my time, because people are now being stripped of those things against their will, but I did it willingly, and I just felt that I needed to. But I remember sitting in my house on closing day and thinking, what did I do? Because I had nothing left. I literally was going on a trip across Canada with basically my clothes and some personal possessions like pictures and those kinds of things, and that was it. So it was a really pivotal time in my life, and so the words authentic just kept coming to me over and over again. And it was a matter of weeks, and it was the whole brand came to me. It was the concept and the BU and the, you know, the way I wanted it to look, the concept, all of it just kind of flew together. And when I concentrate on a project, I put myself completely in it. And I immersed myself in that and really brought that to life. And at the time, I was doing a show, Surviving the Shift, and someone said to me, well, why don't you make this into a network? And I said, yeah, you know, you're right. This, it would be brilliant to bring more hosts on that are sharing the vision and sharing the authentic energy. And, it, you know, it was really important for me to bring on the right people. But as you know, synchronicity has a big part in that, and you usually attract, more often than not, the right people at the right time. And that's exactly what happened. We really, you know, the network started to attract the right people, and it was almost, to me, a vision of almost like a circle of a family where we would get a new host and they would be exactly perfectly in alignment with the brand, but also bringing a new piece to the puzzle. So it was really, really interesting, or a new piece of information or a new angle as to how to be authentic. So it was really neat to see the network grow. And so it's been my baby for a long time, and especially with this shift going on. And if you look at the energies, just numerically speaking, over the past 3 years, it really has led us to a place of authenticity, because we started out in a 5 in 2011, and that's why it was so incredibly rough, because 5 is a number of the heart. It represents freedom of expression. It's really kind of an up and down energy. If you can look at it, it's almost like roller coaster energy. So we were really looking at everything through the lens of the heart and emotions, and we were really analyzing, okay, why am I here? What am I supposed to be focusing on? Who am I? And so it started the journey in 2011 of the questioning. And then we went into 2012, which was, you know, I guess I got to back that up. Sorry. 2011 was the 4. 2012 was the 5. So that's when we got into the roller coaster ride. So prior to that, we were in the pruning. So we were starting kind of to clear the runway. And then 2012 was a 5. And now we're in the 6. Which is the 6 year is all about relationships. And it's also the visionary number. So we're looking at everything from an eagle's eye perspective. So now that we've kind of contemplated and thought about what do I want, then we're taking a step back, but we're also growing spiritually. So we're evolving as that awakened being to be able to see things from a greater perspective and to be able to see the greater vision. So it's been a transformational year, but a really great one in terms of seeing the bigger picture. And then we're moving into 2014, which will be a 7. 7 is the truth seeker, the teaching learning number. So it's all about that deep philosophical truth revealing number. So that's why it's the year of authenticity coming up, and why we're going through such relationship challenges this year, not just relationships with other people, but also our relationship with ourselves and how we view who we are and where we fit into the greater scheme of things. So we're on the final leg of the journey, so to speak, towards stepping into our authenticity.
Wow. It's amazing when you talk about the years. You know, I can remember things starting to go downhill in the United States in 2008. And everybody said, oh, no, everything's okay. It's just a temporary hiccup, because it was like what we call a 7-year cycle. Well, the 7-year cycle had not been utilized. They actually falsified it, and they went blew right by it, supposedly, as far as economic indicators go, and then went into 2009. With little or no hope for improvement. And as you said, by the time you get to now, what number was 2010, did you say, Michelle?
2010? Well, if you look at the timeline, and yeah, you're right. I mean, 2008 was the beginning, and that's right, because if you add 2008, the digits in 2008, it's a 10, and then 1 plus 0 is 1, and 1 is the number of new beginnings. So it was really a page-turner, so to speak, an eye-opener, where things were starting to turn on a dime, and it turned in what people thought was a bad thing. But in hindsight, the financial crisis is the best thing that could have ever happened, spiritually speaking, because it really is the Armageddon, because we built our society around money and possessions, and that was preventing us from being who we're supposed to be and what we're here to do, because money is secondary, as you know, and, you know, we can't live in fear of that money, and that's what was happening. So 2008 was the one, the turning of the page, the new beginning. And then we went into 2009, which is the 2, which not a lot of interaction, so there wasn't much hope for improvement, because 2 is the number of intuition and sensitivity. And as a personal year or a global year, it's about self-reflection. So it's really about, okay, whoa, wait a second, what happened here? Let's contemplate this for a second. And then 2010 was a 3-year. So it 3 is the number of imagination and memory, but it's also the first mind plane number. It's an intellectual energy. And it's all about gathering knowledge, gathering information, bringing in the pieces. So what was happening was there wasn't a lot of action or solution, but there was a lot of information being taken in and processed. So there was something brewing there in 2010. And then 2011 was that 4-year, which is all about, okay, wait a second. Now that I have all the pieces, I'm going to start pruning what I don't need and what I do need in my life. So it wasn't really until 2012 that we saw some movement or some change. And really, that's when it started to improve for a lot of people. And it's been slowly but steadily improving since then. And this year's been a lot better financially, at least for the U.S. and places like that, for sure. And we'll probably see more improvement next year as people shift their focus away from the money. Because the more we do that, the more abundance flows, as we know, from a spiritual perspective. So.
That's fantastic. Wow. When you think about that, I say fantastic because a lot of people say, well, how, Jeff, how can you say that was all fantastic? But it's fantastic to be able to have it broken down like that. Emily, amazingly enough, we were talking about the money this morning, how many people are lingering on the thought of not enough money, not enough money, that they're living for the money, and how our society has really been taught to do that. You know, it's kind of like that's how we're kind of, I hate to use the word control, but geez. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Jeff, because, well, I guess when we're brought up, I know, you know, obviously money was important, you need it to pay the bills and everything, but then also, you know, there are certain expectations that are set upon us by the media and by society and who you hang around with, you know, in that, in order to be successful, you need to drive this car, you need to live in this kind of property, wear these kind of clothes. And so in order to have those things, you know, that requires money. So, yeah, it's definitely been a part of it. And then with people becoming more self-aware and wanting to live a more authentic life, you realize, well, actually, do I need to have that car? Do I need to, you know, live in this property? You really get a chance to question a lot of things and realize that actually true wealth probably comes from what you have when, like Michelle was saying, you've given everything else away. You know, what are you really left with? What's your legacy? That's one of the things I like to consider is like, you know, what am I creating and will it be lasting? Will it leave an impact, if you like, to my friends, to my family, and maybe to others, you know? It's food for thought.
Wow, that's fantastic, too. I think about that and how many people can really live that way. Michelle, we've talked about this, too, because when you say you stripped yourself of everything, you just kind of took what you had and you left and went. Many people are doing that right now. Many people are finding that they're returning to an easier, simple. I read an article about this. It's amazing. And people are going to a very simple form of just having what they need. Not necessarily what they want, but what they need. They're even doing it in downscaling homes. There's a whole article on mini homes. And they're actually taking old trailer frames and actually building these little mini homes, you know, 8 feet wide and 30 feet long or something. And they're making these little homes that they own. They're having no mortgage payment. They're comfortable. They buy a piece of land and they get going with this thing. And it's doing everybody fine. And that is, well, I guess we'll call it raw authenticity. I mean, that's really getting back to the basics. And people are doing that, which is absolutely amazing. And I really take my hat off to them because it's a hard adjustment for a lot of people to give it up and to think, okay, for me to feel truly authentic, do I have to give up the money? You know, money is the energy that's keeping the planet revolving, it seems. At least that's what we as people think, but we're the only creature on the planet that utilizes money and thinks that way. Everybody else lives here for free. There's no money in their environment. All the native tribes from each continent never worried about money. Oh, they had things and trinkets, and I guess they did. They traded back and forth, but it wasn't the same. It's kind of amazing. So programming with Authentic You, Michelle, has been phenomenal. I mean, you know, with the lineup of shows that there have been, and then now the new shows, the existing shows, the new shows coming up, we've been going over scheduling, and I'll tell you what, we've got some phenomenal lineups coming up with your show, Life by the Numbers. I mean, that is going to be absolutely fantastic, and we could just touch on, I want everybody to know you've got the two books coming up, so let's take a minute and talk about those as well.
Oh, well, you know, my books are coming up. It just seems fast and furious to me. I can't believe it's already almost the middle of September. It just seems mind-boggling to me. But, my book is coming out, an e-book. My second book is coming out before my first book, ironically, because I have two different publishers for those books. So the second book will be coming out e-book near the end of September, and then it will be paperback October 22nd. And then my first book, which is coming out second, is December 13th through Llewellyn Worldwide. So they're both available for pre-order right now on my website or on the publisher's website. And my website is michellearbeau.com. So if you are interested, one is called The Soul Numbers, and the other one is The Energy of Words, and it's the next step to the Law of Attraction. So what you think, speak, and write is really what is shifting your reality minute by minute. And although that is the basis of the Law of Attraction, people don't recognize that what they're saying, you know, if you're saying, I'm so stupid, or the problem is, or those things are undermining your entire energetic field minute by minute. Even though you're still imagining that house on the hill or that career that you want, you could be literally undermining what you're trying to manifest. And that's the primary reason why the Law of Attraction doesn't work. You know, we do have doubts and things like that, which is another reason. But, you know, one of the main unconscious reasons is because of the words we're speaking. And Jeff, I was just thinking of that when you were saying fantastic, because that's one of the words that you say a lot. So I was just calculating that for you when you were saying that, because I wanted to see why you say fantastic all the time. And I really like it because it's a 10. And 10 is one of those energies that's very easygoing. It's very adaptable energy. It leaves the door open for possibilities, because if you take a 10 energy and break it down, we have the 1, which is the verbal self-expression number, and then you have the 0, which is the symbol of the infinite or spiritual awareness. So it's literally one of those energies where heaven and earth come together. So it's a very adaptable, easygoing energy. And so when you say fantastic, it sends out a vibe that says, you know what, everything is good, regardless of what's happening, it's fantastic. So it's a really positive, upbeat word to use. And, you know, like I say, there are certain people that use very negative words, and that is something that is repetitive energetically, that's bringing your energy down. So Jeff, for you to say fantastic, that's a really positive thing to keep your energy up.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because that's fantastic. We're not talking about Mr. Clean or something, you know, the cleaner. I've tried to be a little bit funny, but thank you, Michelle, for that. I do feel that word a lot. It's that and other positive words, and that's come to me over a period of time. I wouldn't say my life's always been that way, but about 3 years ago, I kind of saw the window to my soul, so to speak, and had an epiphany and said, you know, I'm missing pieces to my puzzle. Things are just not right. I mean, I was successful. I'd always been very good in business, always made a lot of money, but my life experience just didn't seem right. There was something missing. Relationships weren't hitting the mark for me. Married and divorced, and I just felt, I got to find out what it is. And I woke up this one morning and said, God, universe, I need some answers. Who am I? Really, who am I? And I got an answer, all right. I sat down and I typed that into Google and said, who am I? And I came up with a song by Casting Crowns, Who Am I? If anybody's ever listened to it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I suggest you do. And it isn't so much that I want to get into the discussion of God and who believes in God and who doesn't, but creation. Let's talk about creation. And what you're talking about, Michelle, is exactly right. And this goes to a level of authenticity in each one of us that's very, very important. And as a hypnotherapist, strategic interventionist, and I also practice a form of NLP through strategic intervention with my clients, and that is an amazing thing, because when we come to a reality, and you say, what is a reality? Reality is what you see. Reality is what you do when you close your eyes or don't close your eyes, and you vision your reality. Everybody's reality is different. Mine was that morning what it was. I wanted an answer. I wanted an answer. Who am I? And I got that answer. And slowly but surely, through entering a program with Tony Robbins and becoming an intervention coach, I was able to figure those pieces out that were missing in my life. And now I coach that. And 21 Days to Change Your Mind is a program I wrote approximately 8-9 months ago, and I've introduced it to many, many clients, and many coaches are now utilizing the program as well, and utilizing it to coach with, to help those with these feelings of lack of self-worth. Negative self-talk is what you're talking, Michelle. You're talking about negative self-talk specifically, which is a form of low self-esteem. When we talk negatively and we throw these words out, or when you think negatively, basically what you're telling the universe is simply that. So you can create through vision, and you say the law of attraction doesn't work, you're right. The words are all great. The movie was phenomenal. I give them hats off because, Rhonda Byrne did a great job with the book. I love it. It just didn't go far enough. But maybe there'll be a sequel. Who knows? What I do know is what you're saying, Michelle, and that's exactly right. Everybody needs to have their own look at their reality. Where am I? What am I doing? Am I living with my authenticity? Am I real? Am I being the real me? And if you don't know who that is, seek a great coach. Seek somebody to help you with that, or get into an online program that will help you open up to it. There's literally hundreds of programs out there that help you. I recommend a coach because I have coaches. I work with coaches. I work with people. We coach each other in this in the management of Authentic You. We coach each other, and we talk to each other about different things that are going on that helps each other out. And previously I've been involved with group Carousel Partners International that I formed last year. It was the same way. We had masterminds once every 2 weeks or once a month, depending on what time of the year. And we discussed that. What is going on with people? What are people looking for right now authentically? What do they need to find themselves? And when you speak honestly, you're speaking with your authenticity. You're real. You're being you. When you say negative words, like you're really telling yourself you're not good enough and you're not worthy of it, and the energy you send out in that, which does go out into the universe, and it will come back like a boomerang, I promise you. I have proven this over and over and over again, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in life, whether it's looking at money situations. What we think is what we become. And I'll say that again. What we think is what we become, and that's what we need to really look at. And we need to consider that on your daily what you go through on a daily basis. From what words do you use when you get out of bed in the morning? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that I've got an opportunity to have another day in the life of with my loved ones, my family, people. Everybody has to look at it in their way. But, Michelle, those words are very important. And that book is going to be fantastic, phenomenal. I can't wait to read it because that is going to tell it, folks. That's really what we're talking about. And Emily, with you, with your authenticity and your program connecting the dots, people will be able to realize that in their businesses as well. They'll be able to come to an authentic place of being them because they're going to have everything lined up. They're going to feel their business take off. They're going to reach the people and the audience that they need to reach with an authenticity. And that's fantastic. Here I go again. Fantastic. So, yeah, and I can't wait to get the show, my show, back up and running again as well. Emily, I guess all three of us, Michelle, Emily, and myself, will be launching right about the same time with the network. And we are partners in the network, and we're very happy to say so. And, folks, while we're talking about that, if you have an authentic message, if you have a platform that you stand on, that you come from that place of authenticity, we'd love to talk to you. We do have openings. We're going to be opening up a select few slots for new show hosts on our network, Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We've got about 20 minutes of showtime left, but we're going to talk a little more about Authentic You and what its plans are in our broadcast, in our programming, and in our webinars. And this is really exciting, folks. It's really exciting. And Emily, I'm going to pass that back to you now. Let's talk about, from our shows, we've each had a chance to talk about our new shows coming up, Michelle, yourself, and myself. Let's talk about our webinar program, how fantastic that's going to be for folks.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm excited to say that we're going to be launching a series of webinars which will give each of the show hosts an opportunity to go into more depth about what they do so brilliantly. And to use your word, it is going to be fantastic because it's a chance for people to go a bit more in depth and to sample that and to experience the things, the elements that, you know, because when I started to learn about being authentic, it was something I came across back in 2007, and it was really told to me that, you know, there's probably seven stages of authenticity. And so listening to Michelle talk about the 7 years and all of that really resonated, because you could say almost each stage is presented by a year. And what we're going to have with this webinar series is an opportunity for people to cover the different aspects, if you like, to help people with understanding how to be authentic, whether it's looking at their personal life, their lifestyle, their relationships, or social, you know, between us all the radio show hosts, there's something unique that we can contribute and give to others and help people and to empower them to really tune into who they are and how to be authentic in those different aspects of life. So it's going to be, it is going to be fantastic. It's going to be, you know, something exciting, something interactive, because we'll be using a platform that will enable people to ask questions live, possibly even get you on video. You know, it's going to be amazing.
Well, I would agree with that. Totally, totally, totally. Michelle, we've talked in the past about this. But good things like a fine bottle of wine, sometimes they take a little longer. I don't think we can snap into anything. We've definitely taken our time to build this platform. You have over the years of building the Authentic You brand, and now we've got the launch of our Authentic You Presentations folks, which is the name of the division of Authentic You Media, as this is Authentic You Radio, this is Authentic You Presentations. And Michelle's goal, from the day she first spoke to me as a new, upcoming new show host, and I had actually been interviewed on the network, and then we talked about my becoming a show host with my group of coaches. And then, in fact, we became partners in the network, and now Emily is with us as a partner in the network, which is just fantastic, the three of us. And the next thing, Michelle, you wanted to do was the live events. So let's talk about that a bit, and then Emily, we'll have you jump back in and talk about our lineup of that as well.
Well, yeah, I always had a vision of doing the live events, because for me, I'm in my element when I'm speaking with people directly. And I guess maybe it's because I'm the social butterfly number, I'm a tier three, I like to interact with people, I'm a people person. So to me, you know, it's great to do webinars and things, but my heart has always been first and foremost with the live events, because I think that people, when you attend, whether it be a spiritual conference or a movie or something where you're together with people and you're experiencing something that is great or phenomenal or moving in some way, it just seems so much more pivotal when you're with people. And there's something about the group experience that just makes it so much better. And I know that because we're in the technological age, people have moved toward webinars and, just being kind of behind your computer or behind an avatar kind of thing. And yes, it's worked out great for convenience, but I think that because we're moving into the age of authenticity and, you know, we need to be presenting ourselves in a very authentic way, and hiding behind an avatar on a computer really isn't that authentic. So to me, I think the movement toward smaller, intimate, live events is really what's going to be happening with the spiritual stuff. And we did do that at one point. I know that a lot of the big speakers did do, you know, they made a killing and they made a lot of money and they did very well for themselves making these live events. And people learned a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it was definitely very informative, but it was also very lucrative. And we've seen a lot of these major systems starting to fall. And I know some of the bigger money makers in this, the big head honchos that were doing a lot of the major live events have started to falter. And I think it's because they got so big and they were, you know, thousands of people attending these events at any given time. They lost the intimacy or the authenticity or the group's intimate setting that I feel is necessary. And I think it goes back to that circle that I always envisioned with the network, with the Authentic You Media Network, with the circle, you know, a small network of people that shared the vision. So that's where I see it going. I see it as smaller, more frequent events rather than having thousands together, that kind of thing. And I think it also is in alignment with the New Age movement that people have been envisioning for a long time, where we're coming into a stage of being in harmony with each other and being in that state of peace and cooperation and harmony, which is what the New Age is all about, and then number two, which is all about the 2000s and beyond. So that's my vision for it. And I know, Jeff, you and Emily have been working really hard on getting this together, and I sincerely appreciate it, and holding that vision and helping us get to where we need to be with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, Michelle, and I can thought about, as you talked about, some of the greats, and they have. They're constantly, from a marketing perspective, having to look at the numbers. And the more seats you have to fill, the higher the cost of the events. Let's be serious. Plus, you've got to have staff. You've got to have people collecting tickets. You've got to have, and that intimacy is lost. There's no question. And it went to a dollars and cents. It went to the money. Okay, well, I can make extra $100. God bless them. I understand that. I mean, we're all about having to earn a living, and, you know, pay our bills and having more month left at the end of the money. But I can actually think maybe there's about a handful that are still offering, as you said, that authentic message and have large, and I won't get into names, we don't need to, because I may not be totally right on with it either. I don't have their numbers, but, you know, I can think of probably a handful in my mind's eye, in my humble opinion, that I would consider still speak with that authenticity and still deliver that impactful message. That said, our first event, folks, will be a mini event in Los Angeles, approximately the second week of December of this year, 2013. It's going to be our launch. We are going to, our team, Authentic You hosts, are going to be in LA for another event. And right after that, we're going to get together and have a little afternoon event for several hours so we can do a little bit of an introduction of who we are. And we will be back to LA on a regular basis with events. Our ideal setting is not to exceed the 300 to 500 seat venue. That will keep that intimacy that Michelle talked about. And the three of us, Michelle, Emily, and myself, are wholeheartedly going to stick to that. It's not about the money. It's about our hosts, those that choose to participate in this end of the company. It's about them getting their message out face to face with you. And each one of us has a very authentic message to deliver. So, folks, again, if you're listening to this broadcast or you're hearing a replay, then think about you and think about the message you have. To be a show host with us will allow you also to be part of our webinar series of events that are coming up, which are going to be fantastic, and also our live events coming up. And from there, we are going to be doing major cities in the U.S., but that will be 2014. We're also looking at London. And we are definitely looking at February as a real, real, real hopeful possibility for the month, during the month of February 2014. So that's not that far away. So our planning thinking caps are on. We're getting things ready to go. And we've got a lot of help in the Auckland, New Zealand marketplace right now, and they are thrilled we're coming. So we're putting the pieces together for that right now, folks. And Emily, you and I had talked previously about that, as well as Michelle. Excuse me, I've got to turn that off. And
Yes. So we've been talking about New Zealand because New Zealand is somewhere where I lived and worked for almost 2 years, and we have a few show hosts from New Zealand and also Australia. So it would be a great opportunity to bring that message of being authentic to the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I was telling Jeff that certain pockets of the world have this energetic frequency right now. Like Florida, for example, has an 11 vibration, which is the highest spiritual number, and California has a 7, which is the truth seeker. So there's a lot of, you know, certain areas that are just drawing that authenticity energy, and I definitely think Australia is another hot pocket, and I think that we'll be intuitively drawn to certain areas, and we already have been. And I know, Jeff, you were talking about Florida and obviously California and now Australia. So there's certain areas that are really rising above in terms of this authenticity movement. So I think we're really in tune with it as a network. So I'm really thrilled about that.
Yes, that is true. And we've got a show host from Australia, and we've got two from New Zealand. So we've got both of our show hosts, Tanya Fines and Angela Barrows, are both going to be participating in the planning of, in the putting together of the event in New Zealand as well, in Auckland. And how awesome is that? I mean, it's like a life dream to say, well, wait a minute, we're going to New Zealand. Oh, this is great. Okay, and it's real. And it's all about authenticity, folks. That's what it is. And that's what we're doing, and that's where we're going to be. The Orlando, Florida area would be where we'll be landing in Florida, and we're also looking at Boston. And we will be, you know, you're saying, well, what about other cities? Well, there'll be other cities as we move along. And there'll be other places as well. And we've got a good team on the ground and friends that Emily has in the London area and people that want to work with us there as well. So if you're hearing us from any one of these areas, and definitely if you want to be part of this and you want to participate, please do get in touch with us at info@authentichumedia.com and give us your information. Or you can reach me, Jeffrey, Jeffrey, directly, Jeffrey@authentichumedia.com. And I'd be more than happy, as would any one of the three of us, to speak with you about becoming a host for this network. And also, that's going to lead into the webinars and these live events. So if you've got or you are a speaker now and you love getting up there and you feel this the bells going off, you know, ding, ding, and you're coming across with that authenticity, we'd love to talk with you. So that said, we've got about 7 minutes of showtime left. This has been a fun hour. I'll tell you, this has been fantastic for the three of us to get together, talk about what's coming up in our future. Let's see. We've got to get 3 shows ready to roll, and yours, Michelle. And we should be putting that all ready to rock and roll here in the next week or two, I'd say.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I've definitely been busy, but I want to continue with the show and get things rocking and rolling with that, because I think so many people are seeing numbers, and it's no coincidence, because I always say numbers are like the language of the universe. So, you know, the more aware we become, the more authentic we become, the more we see things like numbers and number messages and those kinds of things, because, you know, quantum physics really highlights the fact that the world is made of numbers and everything can be sorted, measured, or counted using numbers. So I think the people that are seeing numbers are the ones that are getting certain numerical messages. And not everyone will see them, and I understand that, because I understand the fact that spirit or, you know, source energy or God or the divine or whatever you want to call it will speak to you in the way that you will most understand or get the message. And for me, I'm very much an intellectual, so numbers have always been something that I remember. I have a photographic memory for numbers, but names, forget it. I would never remember your name, but I would definitely remember a number if you gave it to me. So it just depends on who you are, how you're perceiving the messages, but there's always messages. I always say to people that we're not here without a roadmap. We absolutely have one. And you just have to follow the signs. And I was talking to someone the other day about synchronicity. And I think synchronicity goes hand in hand with authenticity. And the more authentic you become, the more you're aware of the synchronicities, which are the guiding flagposts or signposts on the road. And the more you're in alignment with who you're supposed to be and who you're truly, you know, what you're here to do and, you know, your true authentic self, the more those synchronicities become ever apparent. And I, you know, I'm proof in the pudding that my life for the past 2 years has been nothing but following synchronicity. And even when it seems ludicrous logically, if that synchronicity seems right on an emotional level, then I go for it. And I've done some crazy things and made some crazy decisions over the years, but they've always led me to something greater. So I don't regret anything. There's nothing that I regret. And I think that if people followed synchronicity more, it would lead them to an even higher place of authenticity, and it would just continue. So the two, to me, are just hand in hand.
That's fantastic. And Emily, your show coming up is for all of the rest of us in our authenticity to put our numbers together and connect those dots. Again, we're talking, Bobby, within the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, hopefully?
Yes, definitely within that time frame. I've been talking to various experts who I've got lined up to come and be guests on my show who are going to help us all sort of put these together, how you get that clear vision, how you then connect the dots, and, you know, just listening to Michelle talk about synchronicity. I've certainly had plenty of experience of that, and it's been very beautiful to watch how the synchronicities are lining up for connecting the dots. And, yeah, I'm really excited about sharing that with everyone and introducing you to some amazing people who really help connect the dots online.
That's fantastic. Emily, give us your contact information so our listeners will be able to get in touch with you so they too, whether they're with our network or not, they still need the services of what you have to offer. So go ahead and get your contact information out there.
Okay, well, people can find me on Facebook. It's /BA.goddess, and that's GODDESS, or you can find me on BAGoddess.com. So that's BAGODDESS.com. And also I'm on Twitter on Your VA Goddess. So there's a few ways that people can find me.
Excellent. And I know there's a lot of clientele out there in the world right now from all over, folks. It doesn't matter, just because Emily's in the UK doesn't mean you can't utilize her services, because she works with people everywhere in every time zone. So, I mean, she even works with people tomorrow, you know, in New Zealand and Australia as we do. So that's great. And definitely get in touch with her. She is a partner with Authentic Q Media, as is myself. Michelle, go ahead with your contact information again.
Well, the best way to reach me is just through my website, michellearbeau.com, and it's Michelle with two L's, and my last name is spelled ARBEAU.com, or you can look me up on Facebook. I'm under Michelle Earbeau, Celebrity Numerologist. So connect with me. Twitter is just Michelle Earbeau, and I'd love to hear from you. But I wanted to say, definitely connect with Emily. She's been amazing with the network, and she sees things from a very detail-oriented perspective. And I always joke that I'm the big dreamer and I need people like Emily to see the finer details, and she certainly does. So she really gets to the core of what you need and really fine-tunes it. So please do connect with her. She absolutely does connect the dots.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with you on that, Michelle, as I've worked with Emily quite a bit now since April when she first joined the network with us. It's absolutely fantastic. And helped do producing while we were in L.A. on business, which is great. Well, folks, thank you very, very much for being with us. And I am Jeffrey Miller, and you can reach me at The Interventionist, just on Facebook. If you just type in The Interventionist, you'll get me there. Also, 21daystochangeyourmind.com. That's www.21daystochangeyourmind.com. And please remember the Authentic You Media Network. We are all about online radio, TV, webinar, and live world events to energize, inspire, and empower you to embrace your authentic self. We want to thank you so very much for being with us today. On behalf of myself and the founder of Authentic You, Michelle Earbeau, Emily West Sadler from the UK, our partner, and myself. Thanks very much for being with us, and we hope to hear from you soon and join in with our other shows, 7 o'clock tonight, as a matter of fact, Living Astrology with Janet, right here on our network. Thank you all, folks, and you guys go ahead and say goodbye, and we're off.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks,
everybody. Have an awesome day. Bye.